It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. From Zumba to yoga to gym memberships, fitness is big business. This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, joins us for a look at the latest trends and business of the fitness industry. Rebecca, hello. How are you? Looking fit.
Thank you, Paul. I think we could go out to Schenley Park today with our skis, our cross-country skis, after the last story and do some winter fitness. What do you think?
Sure. Or okay. Go to the ice rink.
Right. You know, go to the ice rink.
Little pairs dancing.
Right.
That's a good workout.
Right. That would be great.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves here. So from boutique gyms to classes, what fitness trends are we seeing right now?
Well, of course, one of the most important ones, which started in where else but New York City, the treadmill studio running is really in. So cycling is out, spinning is out, and what's taking over is they're putting big treadmills into former cycling studios, and there are intensity work running classes. So 45 minutes intensity interval training. That is really in, Paul. So that's the first. The second is the rise in streaming technology. So all these workouts have gone digital. So you don't have to have a video. You remember the old Jane Fonda videos? I mean, from the very
beginning.
Okay, moving right along. So now you can have a virtual buddy or you can do a fitness class online. And for those of you who are shy and don't want to sweat in front of others, this is a perfect option. Yeah, come on.
You don't want to sweat in front of others.
Some people just don't like that whole, you know, gig. So
then what? Yeah. What do you do?
you do one that's on a tablet or your phone, and there's a lot of really good, actually, streaming digital technology that will allow you to do fitness classes online. And it's a really good way of getting a consistent workout.
Okay, here's what I'm sensing here. I'm sensing that people want to shape this whole experience to a certain comfort level of some level of privacy, some level of, what was the first thing you said?
Right.
Let's go outdoors and ski or skate.
Right.
But these are people that want to stay in the warmth of artificial air and an environment where you're on a treadmill. You're not even going anywhere.
Well, and some of these are really geared toward people who travel. Or, for example, another big trend is wellness at work programs. So a lot of large employers are developing programs at work, and companies and corporations are setting them up. And that's a good way to really ensure that work is looking at healthcare costs and everything else around that and developing programs. And another,
so this is about making it efficient,
right?
And making it work within somebody's busy schedule,
right. And the constraints that you might not be in a location where you can get to a Schenley Park, for example.
Okay, so now I'm beginning to understand this
there
better.
You go.
All right.
And the other big trend that's really in is for those who are really seriously active and the most intense training people. CrossFit is very popular, and it's not a specialized fitness program, but it's a deliberate attempt to optimize physical competence in each of the 10 recognized fitness domains. So that's where we are with that.
So it seems that, you know, we can't watch TV without seeing a fitness-related infomercial hawking some new product. What fitness-related equipment is hot right now? And, you know, are there any things that the consumer should be wary of?
Well, I think the most important thing, Paul, is athleisure. Now,
say what?
Leisure, A-T-H, leisure.
This is a whole new word being introduced into the lexicon in real time because I've never even heard that phrase before.
Right, so the U.S. retail athletic apparel market is surging, even though the participation by Americans in most sports is really declining. So the result is a phenomenon the apparel industry calls athleisure. And the idea is you can look really great and you can look fit in all these great wonderful customized clothing, even if you don't work out. So it's really phenomenal. Do you remember the days of velour jumpsuits and the matching windbreaker sets? Come on, Paul.
I don't remember. Wow. Velour gym suits?
Come on. Think about those.
Yikes.
When we had those original days where you started to go to the fitness stores and people started to develop these jumpsuits or matching windbreaker sets. But now the fashion and fitness world has really collided. And Barclays estimated that the U.S. athletic apparel market will increase by 50% to more than $100 billion by the year 2020. And designers like Tory Burch are in the market now. So that's really popular. We're also seeing body weight training becoming more and more popular, where an individual uses their own weight as resistance, and that's being used a lot. And that's another trend where you have to then get gymnastic rings and climbing ropes and pull-up bars. Fitness trackers, recording that sort of biometric data. I mean, we are now recording everything. So you can wear smart watches and wearable technology and monitors and Fitbits and fuel bands. And that electronic market is predicted to be worth $11 billion by 2020. So those are a lot of the new things we're seeing on the market, as well as fitness apps. There's pretty much apps for everything, Paul, and some of them are very powerful, and they're great.
We're talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, about the business of fitness. We're 2 months into the new year. What new items are out for 2015?
Well, I'm sad to say that if you were a Zumba aficionado, Zumba is out. Zumba combines Latin rhythms with interval-type exercise and resistance training. It first came around in 2010, and sorry, it's no longer hot.
Darn it.
It's gone.
Just when I was ready to try it.
Yeah, I know, for sure, Paul. Indoor cycling is no longer hot, and the other thing that's very interesting in terms of trends is physician referrals, which used to be in the top 20 fitness referral items and items, is not in the top 20 anymore in 2014 and 15. But just today, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette came out with a really great article about the next time you visit your doctor's office, don't be surprised if your prescription is going to be to walk a mile or to take the stairs instead of the elevators, because the exercise that we can get and the benefits really are so huge and tremendous that if you can even just alter your daily routine a little bit, it makes a tremendous difference. So while that's not supposed to be the hottest trend, I think it's still very important.
And we're so used to seeing things being in, out, or so 5 minutes ago. What else is trending regarding fitness in Pittsburgh?
And here in Pittsburgh. So City Fit, which is the City of Pittsburgh's project for wellness at work, is a really great goal to promote the awareness of health, wellness, and fitness for the employees. And there's a new website called Fitsburgh, which is a wealth of information about all things fit in Pittsburgh. And I read about a class that everybody can go to. It's a free community yoga class, which is at the Winter Garden at PPG Place. It runs every Sunday at 10 o'clock from February 8th to March 1st. So you can just go there and do yoga with all your buddies. Bike sharing is going to be really big in Pittsburgh in 2015. Partying in the streets in 2014, Pittsburghers, we shut down one of the in one day in July, we shut down a bunch of streets and did fitness activities. And now the plans are underway to shut down streets in May, June, and July. So a lot is happening in Pittsburgh.
And there were a lot of people running outdoors this weekend, which just shows you that some people still aren't afraid to go outdoors, especially in Pittsburgh.
Yes, I think that's good.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor and director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, a conversation with Daryl Ford Williams, executive producer of the documentary August Wilson, The Ground on Which I Stand, debuting this week on PBS. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening, and so long for now.